This is the Business English Certificate Vantage Level by the University of Cambridge Local Examination Syndicate in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 2. This is the Business English Certificate Vantage, Listening Test 3. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay the recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a man making a call about a delivery. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning, sales department.
Hello, could I speak to John White?
He's not in the office today, I'm afraid. He's in London for a conference. Would you like to leave a message for him?
Yes, I think I'd better. This is Patrick Fisher from A&L Systems. I wanted to tell John that the computers he ordered will be arriving tomorrow.
Oh, yes. He's been expecting them to arrive this week.
Will he be in the office tomorrow?
Yes, he should be back. It's only a one-day conference.
It's just that he'll have to speak to the technician who'll be coming out to see you. Her name is Sarah Robbins. She'll be arriving about 10 o'clock, and she'll need to be told where to install the computers. I haven't been given any instructions, and anyway, it's much easier to sort that out on the day.
Okay. I'll leave the message on his desk so that he gets it first thing tomorrow morning.
If there are any problems, I'll be in the office tomorrow and he can ring me. The number is 553106.
Okay. Thanks for ringing. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the note below. You will hear a man telephoning his personnel officer. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Human Resources, Mary speaking. Can I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'd like to speak to Peter Robinson, please.
I'm afraid Mr. Robinson's out of the office at the moment.
I see. It's Roshan Singh here from Accounts. I really need to speak to him fairly urgently.
He's not going to be back until Thursday. I'm his personal assistant. Maybe I can help you.
Okay. The thing is, I've had a very attractive job offer.
Oh, congratulations. Where is it?
Well, I don't want to say too much about it right now, but it would be a promotion and the pay and conditions are very good. The trouble is, I need to speak to Mr. Robinson about my pension before I make a final decision.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll give him a message as soon as he gets in on Thursday morning.
If you could, I'd be grateful, because I've got to give them an answer by Friday morning.
All right, I've made a note of that. I'll contact you as soon as I've spoken to him on Thursday.
Thanks a lot.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman calling a company about a possible order. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning. Adventure Holidays Equipment Limited. Philip Sykes speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Sykes. It's Julie Ventner from Polar Reach Limited. I spoke to you briefly last week and you sent us your brochure.
That's right. Was it useful?
Well, we're not really interested in the tents and other equipment, but we may want to order from your clothing range.
Oh, right. Have you got one of our order forms?
Yes, but first I need some information on the payment terms. These are quite important because, as I think I said last time, we're interested in purchasing quite large quantities.
Right. What sort of quantities are you thinking of?
We'll want about £2,000 worth of goods for each of our 10 stores, so we'll probably be giving you orders of around £20,000 a month.
I'm very pleased to hear that. Can I send the information to you later today?
That'll be fine, thanks.
If the terms are acceptable, may I suggest a meeting towards the end of January?
Yes, that would be good. Let me see. I can do the 23rd or the 30th.
The 23rd's no good for me, I'm afraid.
Let's say January the 30th, then. I'll be in touch at a later date to confirm the time.
OK, that's fine. Bye.
Bye.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.